nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. I'm recording the message. See, no matter how anointed someone speak, if you do not open up your heart, you are not going to receive anything from it. Now, there was a place in the Bible, we had Christ. When Christ, after his resurrection, he was walking on the road to Emmaus. And he met two disciples. And he was talking to them. He started preaching to them the things about Christ. And they never understood what he was saying. Now, we've had men that have been anointed by God. We've had men that have carried the weight of God's Spirit. But there was no teaching that was much more anointed than the teaching of that day. We had the resurrected Christ preaching about who? We had the Christ preaching about the Christ. You could have a Rina Bunker preaching about Christ. You could have a Papa Deboye preaching about Christ. But here we had the Christ preaching about who? About the Christ. It doesn't get more anointed than that. And yet, they did not understand. If you read on, I'm not going to open that scripture. If you read on that scripture, that was Luke 24. If you read on and on, the Bible says, then open he their understanding. And then they understood the scripture. And as at that time, they now understood, he was not even teaching again. He just opened their understanding and they understood the scripture. So the hearts, your heart, my heart, have a tremendous road to go in our journey to life, journey to destiny, and understanding God and understanding the things of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So sometimes a function of we not receiving is not a function of God not giving. It's not a function of God not opening up some dimension, some things, some certain kind of blessings to us to partake of. A good number of times it's our heart. Jesus was preaching one day they said some people opened the roof. A crowd was there. They opened the roof and dropped a man that was paralyzed. Only that man received healing, but the multitude were there. Another one was the woman with the issue of blood. People were following Christ and only that woman received. And in all of these cases, it was a function of their heart. Because the birthplace of faith is in the heart. That is the residence of faith. That is the abode of the faith. Praise the Lord. So I want you to open up your heart. It's not, I'm looking at the time. Our time is fast spent. So I'm going to say some things, but it's also a function of, it's a function of what? It's a function of your heart. Yes. It takes desperate heart to receive from God. Hearts that are desperate and so determined. Praise the Lord. So I want to appreciate all of you here that are seated here. You to the vision. Everybody that came. Some of us were invited, some of us are part of the vision, and also especially appreciate Brother Tokpe too. He's a man that longs and hunger after God. Anytime I see him, you know, there are people around you that you just looked at them, you are encouraged, you are strengthened. He has a deep heart. He has a deep heart for the things of God. There is a meeting like this that he hosts again in a Federal College of Agriculture. I was there once to speak to them, maybe like last month. I had a very wonderful meeting there too. Praise the Lord. So once again, I want you to just pray a simple prayer that Lord, open up my heart. Peradventure some of us came here because we're invited. Maybe let me just come. But beyond that, I want us to go to the next level. That I want to receive something tangible from you. Can you pray? Can you talk to your Father? That Lord, help my heart to receive from you. Days are not the same thing. There are days that people will remember for evil, but there are days people will remember for good. That this day, this hour, this minute I had an encounter that changed the course of my entire life. Mary one day woke up a day like every other normal day. Lo and behold, in the course of that day, she had a collision with an angel. She had a visitation from an angel. And the angel spoke. That word the angel spoke to her, I said, that holy thing in your womb as the angel was speaking, the Son of God was born in her womb. Days are not the same thing. There are days and there are days. Can you just tell the Lord to make this day one of such days that will impact your life and forever and your destiny on earth forever? Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Our Father, we lift up our hearts to you, and I consecrate my heart and my tongue to you this day to reach out to your people. These are ancient beings. These are ancient spirits. Men and women that you knew about them even before you laid the foundation of the earth. You told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before Genesis 1, you had already known him. And everyone here, you know us by name. And you call us by name. Thank you, our Father, King of glory, King of righteousness. Thank you for what you are doing in us, the journey up until now. And thank you for where you are taking us to. We give you praise, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. He asked me to talk to us about vision. Vision. So I now decided to add something. I added an enduring vision. So for those of you that are writing it, you can write it as a topic. Enduring vision. And my name is David Abubakar. Enduring vision. See, there are visions, there are also visions. There are visions that does not stand the test of time. There are visions that does not that lives within a generation. And there are also visions that outlive a generation. Praise the Lord. One of such visions is the vision of people you read about, people like the Apostle Paul. Their impact is still speaking over 2,000 years after. There were other men that lived in his time and in his day, they also had vision. But the vision never outlived their time. This man, Rockefeller, what was his first name again? I had one of his son or his grandson just died. Rockefeller, right. You know, was a wealthy man. He had all the money, but the vision to build empire and build name and all of those things does not... It's not a lasting vision. There's a vision that can influence and impact generation after generation. It will still be alive and it will still be living. It doesn't die with the man. Abiola, I know he had vision too, but his vision died with him. So there are vision. There are vision that will live with you and outlive your life, outlive your generation. That's the kind of vision we're going to talk about. Praise the Lord. So we're going to talk about enduring vision. Now, Jesus met Nicodemus, and he told him that except a man is born again, he cannot see God's kingdom. Then except he is now born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into God's kingdom. So that's where it starts from. Because I don't want to assume and build on a very faulty foundation. You must be born again. And what does it mean to be born again? It's not just those verbal confession. Lord, I give you my life. Getting born again is a radical change and a radical transformation that happens in your life. It's just like a woman carrying a baby in her tummy. When the woman carries a baby in her tummy, you know, she carries a baby in her tummy, she will know that she carries something. You see, everything about her begins to change. Her entire life begins to transform. I know a friend that is still pregnant, or a sister, a lot of people, you know. Everything, all her life, everything about her life alters. You see, from what she eats, from the places she go, and from the things she do, everything changes. Because she has carried another human being inside. When we mean you are born again, you are going to carry the one you read about in Genesis 1. The one that stood and spoke, let there be light. You know, he without moving a finger. He just spoke the word into existence. All of the billions of galaxies, everything you can see. Look at where the sun is. All our technology and wisdom cannot get us there. He just spoke it into existence. Praise the Lord. You are going to carry that one inside of you. That's what it means to be born again. He that is in Christ is a new person. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. You are now a new person. A new person in the context that the Spirit of God, the Jesus himself, is coming to live inside of you. The way he came and lived inside of the womb of Mary. womb of Mary, and I drew analogy from the woman that the ones we know, the things we can relate with, the natural things we can relate with, that a woman is pregnant, is carrying a child. Everything about her, the gutter she used to jump before, she will not jump that gutter again. Even the way she moves within the house will change. You see, your life will begin to change. If there is no changes in your life, that means we've not yet encountered the Lord. So as we progress, we have an opportunity to talk to Him today, that you want God to come into your life. And that is what makes the difference in life. It's such a glorious experience. You will not know life. You are not yet alive. You will not know life, you know, except your life is changed and transformed and you are born again. What we call the new life in Christ is not something we get too familiar with. I'm born again. I'm giving my life to Christ. It's a new life. It's a new life. A total, your understanding about everything about you changes. You see, your value system changes. The way you look at the same thing, another person look at the same thing, your perspective about it changes. Praise the Lord. You step into marriage. Another person step into marriage. Your perspective and vision about marriage is different. Because it's a marriage of new identity and new person. And that's why a lot of people cannot sustain marriage. Because marriage is not meant for unbelievers. Marriage is meant for people that have known God and have known Him very well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it begins with that. You must be born again. You must have so after being born again, does not step there. Stop there. You will have submitted and surrendered your life to Christ and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So I said you must be born again. You must born again. You surrender your heart. A lot of people are young people, very young. And we have you are young. You are very younger ones. We still have a good number of us are very still young. So the life is still ahead of us, and there's still a very long road to go. Praise the Lord. So you must have a vision about life. And that vision about life is a vision that will be born inside your spirit. You know, once you are born again, you are a new nation. Then the Holy Ghost can burn visions in your heart. Can burn a dream in your heart. Let me tell you, a lot of you have dreams. So many young people, you see us in school. Thousands of people that graduate from school get to NYC camp. Those that go for service, those that does not go. So thousands of people boiling and burning with vision. But how many vision comes to fruition? Praise the Lord. Why I lay this foundation? Look at something in John, in 1 John chapter 5. First John is before Revelation. Revelation is the last book in the Bible. So when you get to the last book, you start going back. First John is before Revelation. Before Revelation, you have a Jude. After Jude, you have First, Second John, Third John, then First John. First John chapter 5. He says, "Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ." Look at where it starts from. "Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves Him who begot also loves Him who is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandment." He said, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandment, and His commandments are not burdensome." Verse 4, this is where I'm coming. "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even what? Even our faith." He said, "Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" May God give us understanding. A lot of times we don't understand what to call the world. There are so many things in the world system. There are powers in the world. Powers. So that's why I take us from the foundation of God. I could come and talk to us about vision. You know, so many things about, but I want to take it from the very root and from the very foundation. There are so many things. I've seen cases of very young people. Very young and promising chaps. One was in my house. He was a copper. He was the fellowship. He was the president of stayed in my house when he came here for NYC. Went to the same secondary school. He was my senior then. Went to the uni just and graduated from there. He later became the president of a Catholic Student Association, like NCCF, the Catholic version. He was the president. After he finished, he was still doing, he got a job. So he got a job, he was in my house that day. He was in my house that day. It's not an experience I like sharing because I know God is the God of mercy, because I had a hand in it somehow. So he wanted to travel. They called him for the appointment. He was going on his way to get that appointment. He died. Why I say I had a rule, because I had a dream that night that he had an accident and I never prayed. Please, I'm sharing it so that you don't fall into that same trap. Just a word of prayer can save somebody's life. Just a word of prayer. I didn't pray. So, another one, that one was even last year, December. Young chap, full of, everybody was looking for him. MTN, all these telecoms people. He had his wedding, he was planning for his wedding. Everything was just there. Young guy, everybody likes him. He was just traveling, just from Ibadan to Akure here, together with some other people that worked in some other offices. About four of them, boys, all of them had an accident and they died. Friends, why am I giving you this story? There are so many things in the world. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principality and against power. So it's all life is about is beyond your skills. How many people have carried a baby for 9 months, went into the delivery room and never came out? That's not God's will. Some other person will carry the same baby in their tummy, and God will be speaking to them about that child. He told Rebecca, he said, two nations are in your womb. When they come out, he said, the elder will serve the younger. Can that kind of person give birth and it will have a stillbirth? You see the difference in life. So life begins from God. If you don't believe God, I'm sure all of us believe Satan. If you don't believe pastors or men of God, you believe Babalawo. A lot of you that say don't believe in pastor, this they believe Babalawo. If you believe Babalawo, what power do they use to operate? They operate by spirits. Spirits. You see parents, not sure children, all the dream they have, all the aspiration they have about their children is only in the natural. They are just living 50-50. Just messy. It can enter, it may not, their dream can enter, it may not enter. But there's a sure path. There's a sure path, you know, to having an enduring vision, to having an overcoming life on earth. And that sure path is what I started with telling you. Say, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. That's why you yourself as a person, you must be born of God first. Then before you can now have visions that are born of God. Praise the Lord. You now have vision that is now born of God. You see, the place, one man, he had a printing press, or if I can remember. He said, in the next how many years, the Bible will be out of print. I can't remember his name. But the man died. That same printing press that he was using and publishing negative things about the Bible was gloriously used to start publishing the Bible. That is the eternal power of Christ. Praise the Lord. My brother, are you hearing me? Because I want to preach a message that my brother here can understand. And if he can understand, every one of us can understand on the foundation of the prayer that we have prayed, that the Lord should open our heart before we started. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Seated here, you know, if you look at people that have amounted and become somebody in life, they were like this before. Your former president, he didn't even have shoes to wear, right? He didn't have shoes to wear. But that man rose up, you can see that the hand of God was with him. You know, there are two things in life. God can elevate you to a position. Then what you do with that position is your responsibility. Are you hearing me? But you cannot deny the hand that guided the man to that place. This man, people like King Saul, we know his story. Who said they should anoint King Saul? Was it not God? He didn't even want, he went to run and hide. God, by the prophet, you know, by word of knowledge and wisdom, he said, this is where he's hiding. Go and bring him and anoint him as king over Israel. It was God that anointed him. So God can put a man, that the man misbehaved does not negate the fact that God puts him there. Our former president, God puts him there, never contested an election. And he kept passing from one stage, from a vice to governor. A governor without contesting an election in a democratic setting like Nigeria. From there, he went on to become the vice president. And on to become the president again without contesting an election. Oh, that we have wise men around us. Wise men that will give you the right counsel, not men that will, how do you call them, sycophants. That will show you the hand of God that had guided you to this place. Then you will now learn to be faithful. That man God carried him unilaterally and put him there. So that's what the power of God can do. Praise the Lord. And God do something. He said, you may be looking for 10 things. But God can do something because of one reason. Praise the Lord. When that election happened and Nigeria was to be divided into two, he was that same man, all of us, including me, I had cried that he has squandered, wasted all our money. But he was that man that stood in the center. In the nation had drifted apart with his two hands, one hand here and one hand here. He brought the nation together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In that election, he considered. So you see, God is not a man. Praise the Lord. I'm not a Jonathan fan, but I always recognize the hand of God wherever I see it. Praise the Lord. Wherever I see it. So he stood in the middle and brought the whole nation together. No, as one man. Praise the Lord. Because that was part of the cardinal reason that he was there. This desperation of election and everything, he was one that helped us to break that stronghold, his spiritual stronghold. Break that stronghold in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. I'm hearing rumor that President Buhari might soon resign. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that. It's only it, that will just be laying upon the foundation that has already been laid. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? I say there are so many things in the world. I give all those examples to just illustrate, to make us have an understanding why we need to take the things of God very, very serious. Very, very serious. Whitney Houston. You know, she was in church, she was singing. I said, this is your talent, can make you all the money. And that's how she left her place of strength. And she went, she started making the money, went and joined Bobby Brown. We all know a good number of us know the story. She started taking all kinds of cocaine and everything. And she died in the hotel room inside the bathtub, right? Inside her bath. You know, her daughter too rose up and had the same destiny with her. Started taking that same cocaine and died in the same bathtub. Her daughter died the same way her mother died mysteriously inside the bathtub. Maybe the same overuse of drug or something. So I'm telling you, your life, the very foundation of your life. That's the foundation of my life. And that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling us. Praise the Lord. So he said, this is the victory that what? Read that beautiful scripture again. 1 John 5:4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. There was one man in Korea. He was praying. One day God tell him to start selling salt. I think this testimony is that's Yonggi Cho's church. That's the largest church in Korea. Pastor Yonggi Cho, David Yonggi Cho. David or Paul Yonggi Cho. Paul or David. He changed his name from either Paul to David or David to Paul Yonggi Cho. God told that man to go and start selling salt. The man began selling salt. From selling salt, he became a multi-millionaire. Not a millionaire in Naira, but a millionaire in dollars. He said, whatsoever is born. He said, this thing is coming from God. He said, no man will be able to stand it. No business climate or business environment will be able to stand it. Some of you, as you pray, you know, it's just simple prayer. You pray, God, may school I want to attend, guide my feet. And God, guide your feet into one institution. There is no lecturer that will stand you in that school. None. There is no lecturer, no persecution, nothing. Say, God, you are schooling in Zaria. And there are religious crisis in Zaria. I went to that school. There are religious crisis in Zaria. There are so many students that you will go to that school and you will come back. Because there is a hand that guided you to that place. And that hand is sufficient to keep you there. There are so many things about life, friends. Don't take life at face value. Don't take life at face value. If not, you'll be terribly wounded. And when you realize that you have been wounded, you may not even be in this world. You may not be in this world. It's a whatsoever. Is it a business opportunity? Is it a business concept? Is it whatsoever is born? Whatsoever. Look at that word whatsoever. You can put anything there. You can put anything there. If I sit down in this junction to fire Akara, this place is not hidden. Because John the Baptist was in the wilderness and the whole nation was going to him there. Whatsoever is born. Sell Akara in this junction, people will drive from Obale to come and buy it. Why they are coming, they don't even know. He said, whatsoever is born, who gave birth to it? And I started with who will give birth to you? You see all this one that your father did? Your father and your mother did. He's you know, that's at the lower level. You must be born by God. That's what it means to be born again. You must be born. What did I say? Yes, you must be born by who? By God. And how do you get born by God? Is by yielding your heart to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Submitting to Jesus Christ. Laying your life, your heart, open and bare for Jesus to come into your heart and give. He will not help you to give up sin. You can't give. You shouldn't give up. You are not even going to give up sin before you get born again. When Jesus comes into your life, he will take sin away from you. You cannot see Jesus and still be sinning. You cannot have an encounter with Jesus and you still continue in sin. It's not possible. I use the word it's not possible. That's why the scripture says that he that is born of God cannot. He says he that is begotten of God cannot sin. Because the seed of God remains in him and he cannot sin. If you have theology about sin, I want you to wipe it out. I want you to everybody can see now what is lie that say lie or say or you know. I don't even you understand? Say maybe lies or you want to tell lie, you want to cook something with holy boldness, with reckless boldness you stand for the truth. I say this is A. It's color A. With reckless boldness. That's what we call faith. Praise the Lord. All this one that is sweeping people, we see all this adultery, fornication, lust, pornography, and all of those things. Once Jesus circumcises your heart, you look at them as it will be like a filthy rag, you know. It will just look like a filthy rag. Praise the Lord. Now, a man say that, how can I, that I'm building a prayer, I'm doing a great thing from God, how can I come down? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All you need, I'm not going to give you the principle and the way and the steps. All you need to radically change is that you must be born. God must give birth to you. If you be born by your parents, go and have I been born by God? That's an issue you settle in your heart with God. Once you now settle in your heart with God, then you have now laid your life on a very solid and a firm foundation. Then you cannot talk about living life. Cannot talk about learning, growing, and doing every other thing. Praise the Lord. Then another scripture I want to show us is John chapter 6. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Are we all there? Okay, some people are still flipping their Bible, so I'll wait for them. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me read. Chapter 3, verse 1-6. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Verse 6, that's what I'm coming to. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John 3:6. He said, that which is born, that which is given birth to by the flesh is flesh. One of the curse that God placed a curse on the serpent. I want to use the word curse. He placed a judgment on the woman. He placed a judgment on the man, but he placed a curse on the woman, on the serpent. And part of the curse that God placed on the serpent is that dust shall be what? Please, I want to get your feedback. What is the serpent going to eat? He said the serpent is going to be eating dust. Where was the body of man made from? Man was made from dust. And God told the serpent, you are going to be eating dust. So what the serpent eats is men. He eats men, he eats their destiny. He eats their vision, he eats their purpose. He eats their dream in life. Jesus said the thieves come to do what? He comes to steal from cow. Goat. He said he comes to steal. He steals from you. He steals from you. You have something that he wants to take. He said he comes to steal, to kill, and then to destroy. He said, but I've come that you may have life and have it in abundance. That word that Jesus quoted, he just echoed what was said in the garden. He said, dust shall be the serpent's food. And John 3, he said that he that is born of the flesh is what? His flesh is dust. So that person is a meal on the table for Satan. He said, flesh gives birth to flesh. So your father is flesh, your mother is flesh, they have given birth to flesh. What then? You need to be reborn, which is what I say, you must be born again. You must be born of God and born of the Spirit. When you are now born of the Spirit, you are now living the strike zone of Satan. You now get off his table, off his communion table. Praise the Lord. Yes, they plan and cook some story in some offices and they rope some people in. Haven't you seen that the same plan that they plan to rope you in, that same plan will be your next promotion? Mordecai in the Bible. Haman planned to kill him. The gallows that Haman did to hang Mordecai. He came, he entered the king's presence to request that Mordecai should be hanged. When he came in, the king now told him that what shall be done for the man in whom the Lord delights to do in? Haman thought it was himself. That is the book of Esther. He said, let the man ride on horses and everything. That same man, the enemy of Mordecai, was the same man that carried Mordecai, put him on a horse with a ringlet and a coat, and was parading that this is what will be done for the man in whom the king, not King Ahasuerus, but the king in heaven. This is what will be done for the man in whom the king delights to honor. Amen. He used the king. It's not Ahasuerus, but the king in heaven. God, there's a king in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. That oversee the governance of the earth and the governance and the dispensation and the dispositions of the kings on earth. There's a king in heaven. We call him the King of Kings. So why they did that plan in your office to rob you in? That same plan will elevate you. Because you yourself as a person, you have been born of God. Then you now come to the place of your vision. I say, then it was whatever is flesh gives birth to flesh. Then spirit gives birth to what? Spirit. So this is where I'll end my little talk with us. Now I come to the place of vision. Maybe vision, your purpose in life. What am I going to do? What, like my sister will be praying, which kind of school am I going to go to? You see, you must see beyond your parents. Are you hearing me? Nausicaa, my father is not reader. I wish I'm Dangote's child. Or maybe my father is a minister. No. You must look beyond that. Don't have that kind of thing. What you should be thinking that you have a father in heaven, the owner of the earth, the owner of the maker of heaven and the earth, the owner of the earth and the owner of heaven. He said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The fullness thereof. Everything on the earth belongs to God. Men are only in custody of it. When it's time for God to give it to you, give it to you. Simple. You must be strong in life. You must have faith. The Bible says, by faith you stand. Praise the Lord. By faith you start. I was telling them on Thursday, for those that are there, I said, you people are, you know, that God needs to help us. You know, this value, you know, money is big to you. When you move in your spiritual journey, you know, in your spiritual trajectory, when you move to the point that money does not have value with you. So when you talk about 1,000,000 and 1,000 naira, they are the same thing. That's the man that God can, without thinking, give that man 100,000,000. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So, you see, I'm trying to connect my thought before I digress. I say, your father is the owner of the heaven and the earth. Joseph was in a prison. He did no school. There was no school. There was no education. No education. Nothing to prepare him. God just went. When it was time, God showed him a vision. I will make you a governor over all the earth. How he was going to do it is his own prerogative. This guy was going from slavery to prison. All the things that were negative, contrary to it. It's just like a man that is going to Oja and he faces Lagos. By the time he arrives at a beggar in Lagos, he will see himself standing in Oja, in Akure. That's how God works. Everything that was happening to that man, you know, when he had that vision and he declared to his brother, Satan began to work. He made sure to, you know, just like, you know, remember Elijah, on the Mount Carmel. He said they should pour water on the sacrifice. Pour water on, how will fire catch something that? He said, pour more water, make it more difficult. You know why? Because that is where God lives. God dwells in the realm of the impossibility. That's why I call him Abba Father. All things are possible to you. He said, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget scriptures like that. He said, with God, all things are what? With God, all things are possible. put more fire, they put more water, and it's still that one caught fire. The one that were dry did not catch fire. So Satan started making his life much more difficult. Difficult till he went into the prison. There was nowhere he can go before outside prison again. You have been locked up, you are condemned already. Right? Satan pushed Jacob into condemnation, like Joseph into condemnation. He wanted to use sin. But the young man was wise, he dodged it. After he dodged that one, he went through the back corner and pushed him into prison. That place, the place of condemnation and judgment. Out of that same place, God picked him from there, picked him and sat him down on the throne. And he was smiling at them. Praise the Lord. That's the person you serve. That's who your God is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's how God works. So he said, that which is the born of the sea. So your vision in life, you must allow the Holy Ghost to birth it inside of you. Now, when you are now in shadow of God, you have known God, you're born again, you start walking with God, you start taking the things of God serious, you start reading your Bible. Those that don't read their Bible, what I'm saying is not for them. I will pray for you today that God will stir your heart to start studying the Word of God and to start spending time in prayer with the Holy Spirit. Then when the Holy Ghost born, I was saying that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. When the Holy Ghost born that which is spirit inside of you, Satan does not understand spirit. He's a fallen spirit. He doesn't understand spirit. That's why Jesus said that he that is born of the Spirit is like, that's the next verse. Let me read it. Don't worry, we're rounding up the message. Look at the next verse. But see, John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you must. It's a must. He said, you must be born again. He said, the wind blows where it pleases, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it is coming from, and you don't even know where it is going. So it's everyone that is born of the Spirit. Everyone as a person that is born of the Spirit. Then maybe you have a business venture. Maybe a business venture. Or you know, we have family that is born of the Spirit. Yes, mine is one. I'm married. I have a wife. And I have children. My wedding was born of the Spirit. One marriage that born of the Spirit. One marriage that looked at somebody. You look at the things you like about the person. You know, this person is well to do. He's working. He has car. He has this. Let me go and marry the person. If you are not so lucky, the person will bring HIV and come and give you in the house. Praise the Lord. But not a marriage that is born of the Spirit. Not a marriage that is put together by God. You say, what God has joined? You know, flesh can join themselves together. He said, that which is born of the flesh is what? It's flesh. Flesh can join themselves together. Let me go and be the 13th wife to Dangote. I don't mind. Flesh gives birth to flesh. They have the things of the flesh. We have the things of the Spirit. We have marriages that are born of God. Two people that God brings together. Praise the Lord. So what businesses that can be born of God? You have vision, dreams in life. Okay, I want to even go into politics. I want to be a politician. I want to be this. I want to be a business person. I want to be a medical doctor. I want to be a lawyer. You have dreams that are born. How do I mean by born of the Spirit? You see, once your life is in alignment, once you yourself are born of the Spirit, then the Holy Ghost is not a problem. Don't give yourself headache. The Holy Ghost will stir you up to the path, to the path of the Spirit. He will, he knows what to do, and he can do it. So the Holy Ghost will begin to brood inside of your heart, begin to give you ideas, he begin to tell you this. Maybe the job you do, you can have 3 jobs and you are confused. How do you know the one to pick? Praise the Lord. How do you know the job to pick? Some people have picked one job and they go down with the job. Some people have picked one job and they keep rising higher and higher with the job. A simple prayer. When I finished my university after my service here, I got a particular job. I had so many jobs that were calling for me to come and do. In Abuja. So many jobs they were calling me to come and do. Very high profile jobs. High profile jobs. They've gotten a job for you. There's a job for you. Because you know why? Everybody wanted to give me a job. People I know and people I don't even know. People that have just one encounter with them. Praise the Lord. From Security and Exchange Commission in Abuja. To NMPC, to places, you know. But I got a particular job in Lagos, and the only reason I want you to do this job is by doing that job that I'm standing here today, and I'm able to meet people like you, and I'm able to meet people like Tokwe, people like Marvin, people like Toyin, people like my sweet sister there, Mercy, and my brother Charles. So if I was staying maybe in Warri or in Abuja, we'll not have met. But I'm sure you are happy that you met me, and I'm so happy that I've met him. So that's how God orchestrates our path. Praise the Lord. So many of them. But that night, the Holy Spirit told me, I did an interview. He told me, you are going to get this job. And this is the job you are going to do. As I was doing that job, after I finished that testing, they were calling me that they have gotten a job for you in Abuja. Up to today, I never even asked them, which job was that? Amen. It was the pastor of the church I was attending in Abuja then. The Redeemed Church in Abuja. He said, David, we've gotten a job for you. We come down. I said they shouldn't worry. They shouldn't worry. And as at that time, I've done tests, and I'm still waiting for that one. If some people, they go and let me go and secure a bed in hand. Is what I mean in the bush too. I know God has spoken to me about this job, so I stayed on it. And the Lord has beautified my life, even in the course of doing that job and so many other things, meeting people, not just the money I get from it or some other things, but it has been a blessing to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in a summary and in a nutshell, in simple sentence, I say one, when you yourself, you are born of God, then allow the Holy Ghost. You must cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You must start learning to pray. Praise the Lord. You must start learning to talk to the Holy Spirit. It's not hard. Just the way you talk to your friend. You can meet your friend and talk for 3 hours. But when it comes to prayer, we are confused. You know why? It's because of the wrong concept of prayer that we have. Prayer is simple. You just open up your mouth and begin to appreciate your Father. Begin to just talk to Him. Thank you for my life. Thank you for everything. You know, you can look at this green vegetation and begin to even thank your Father for it. It's not out of place. That's what we have as the Bible. It's there in the book of Psalms. He said, once I consider your heavens and the work of your hand, he said, what is the man that thou art mindful of him? Can you see where they take their praise from? You can look at the life of your parents. Those of you that still have parents, God has preserved your parents. You know, even if you may not be happy one thing or the other about your parents, but there are things you can thank God for about their lives. Thank you for my parents, because they are the ones that take care of you. They cook, they like all these my people here now. Your parents will cook your food, all these clothes that you wear. It's not your parents that gave you. It's not your parents. They take care of you as at the time you cannot take care of yourself. Praise the Lord. Before some of us start growing horns. When you cannot even move from one spot to the other, they have to carry you from one. They just be carrying you about. Somebody carry you. You know, for the first how many months your feet never touched the ground. Somebody carried you. That's why no wonder the Bible says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long on it. It doesn't matter whether they are good father or they are good mother. It doesn't matter whether the woman gave birth to you in a brothel. After I deliver you and run and sit down inside the brothel, it doesn't matter. So she remains what? Your mother. He said, honor your mother and your father so that you will live long on earth. And the Bible says that's the first commandment with the promise. Your feet, this is your feet here, it never touched the ground, even when you are on earth. I just imagine myself now, maybe for the next 2 months, my feet is not touching the ground. That would be heaven. They'll just be carrying you everywhere. To bait you, to anything you do, your feet does not touch the ground. That's number one. Then number two. Everything you wear, you will go to toilets. You can go to toilet anywhere. You can be inside there. This kind of meeting, now if you are a baby, they hold now. You can just decide to poop on your body. They will clean you up. Everything. Can you see? They nurture you for years. So there are things to thank God about in their lives. These are things you take to prayers. As you are even doing like that, then you look at your life. There are things to thank God about your life. You look at this nation, Nigeria. You look at the church you attend. You look at all your neighbor. You can thank God for so many things. That's prayer is born. Before you know it, you have spent time in prayer. And they say practice make perfect. And as you do it consistently from time to time, as you study the word of God, you see things in the word of God, you want to appreciate God for. God, I want to thank you for the life of Abraham. You were so faithful. I want to thank you for the life of David. Things like that are not out of place. So you study the word and you pray about what you have also studied. You're appreciating the Lord and say, God, make my destiny to be like the destiny of Abraham. Because by faith you say we are Abraham's children. The way you help Abraham, even when he made mistakes, you helped him. When he had Ishmael, he went into Agai, you helped him. The same way you helped David, look at David made so many mistakes, you helped him. God, I want you to help me like that. You now started singing. This is how you cultivate relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's not big things. I mean, I don't intercession. I don't know how to intercede. No. Intercession is small thing. David was so tired one day. And somebody was pursuing him and insulting him. What's his name? Shimei. David could not even pray. David looked and said, God, Ahitophel. This is no Ahitophel ganged up about him. Shimei was insulting him. And Ahitophel, They say Ahithophel had ganged up with Absalom against David. What did David? David could not even pray. What did he say? He said, God, he was still moving. God, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. That was one of the dramatic prayers that God answered in the Bible. God turned the counsel to foolishness. Then God went to the fountain of that counsel and dried it off. Ahithophel hung himself. That means no more counsel will ever come out from that. The counsel he gave was the last counsel. He said, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think, dream, or that's who your God is. I want you to be bold in life. I want you to be optimistic about life, full of hope, full of energy. No matter your condition, no matter your situation in life, there is a hope. If only you can lift up your eyes and see through the distant horizon. See through the distant horizon, see the one that is sitting and beckoning and calling you. He said, I am the one that will do it. They said, that which you have spoken with your mouth, that's what Solomon said. He said, that which you have spoken with your mouth, you have done it with your hands. Praise the Lord. So I want you to be strong, positive about life. I want you to be full of dreams. You know, full of energy. Praise the Lord. Then, on the final note, that vision I said, I'm ending there. That vision I said, then the Holy Ghost will now begin to brew things into you. It will come like a thought. You know, it will start stirring you. It will come like a thought. It will just come like a thought. It will just come like a thought. It will come like a thought. All of a sudden, that vision, when you start taking steps, taking action on it, then it now begin to turn into something big and become a mighty tree. Like that parable that Jesus gave, that will begin to feed what? The best of the air will be, the best of the air will come and lodge their branches underneath. Praise the Lord. When God raised me up, as I was leaving the school, my mother died. As I graduated from the university, myself and my elder brother, we graduated the same time. I finished from Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. He finished from Bayero University, Kano. When we finished, my mother died. So then when I like that, and my mother was somebody that really helped us in life, and you make sure that we get to the highest level of, you know, education. And when my mother died, I was still serving them. When my mother died, we were praying one day. So one day I was praying. So they were paying us my mother's entitlement. They were paying us my mother's. They said they'll pay us. They say okay. They said they'll pay this next 6 months' salary. That's an NUT, National Union of Teachers. They just came together. They will help us to pay the next 6 months' salary. So myself and my elder brother were there. Then my two younger sister, one was just finishing secondary school, one was just finished primary school. I needed to sponsor these people. So when I began serving, then we were collecting 4,000. The increase salary of 4,000. I was sending money to my sister in post. She's only secondary school. She went to Damaturu Poly. I will be sending money to her from my allowance as a copper. Then they increased the allowance from 6,000 from 4,000 to 7,500. Then I don't know how many of us know when they were paying copper 7,500. So they increased the allowance to 7,500. Out of that 7,500, sometimes I'll collect the allowance, I'll carry 6,000, I'll send to my sister. I'll send her the money to her 6,000. You know, it's God that feeds his people. You see, look at the best. They never sow, they never reap, but your father feeds them. Amen. So whatever we eat, we're okay with it. So life keeps on going. I was sending something like 6,000. When I finished my NYC, so you know, my mother died before we went, I think it's about 6-7 months. The money they were paying us stopped paying us before I went to NYC. So when I finished my NYC in Zamfara, so I didn't have transport to leave Zamfara State. I didn't have transport. Praise the Lord. Well, some people have saved a lot of money, but you know, I couldn't say peculiarity of everybody's life is different. Everybody have their story. So I had no transport to leave Zamfara. So the government came, they say, all the coppers that they are going, we want to pay them $2,000. So they paid us $2,000. So I had transport fare to leave that place. Praise the Lord. So maybe like a day or 2 days to, they were not giving us money before, but suddenly God does not forget his own. Praise the Lord. If one of his child must leave Zamfara, you know his child must leave Egypt. So God drowned the entire army of Egypt. So if one of his son must leave Zamfara, then the state government can decide to pay everybody. So I left Zamfara and I came. After I came, then God gave me a word. God gave me a word that you will never lack money, finances. And that was it. As I finished out, God, he said, it takes one word from God that alters the course of your entire life. He told Abraham, in blessing I have blessed you. He said, I, Jehovah, have blessed you. Abraham will go and dig well, he'll find water. The Philistine will dig, they will not find water. They will come here, dig where there's no water. Abraham will dig, there's water. Anywhere water, even is from the Atlantic Ocean, that Abraham is digging the well, he will navigate through the ground. Navigate through the ground and pump up in that well, because Abraham will see water. See, you will never lack money. Praise the Lord. And that's how it has been since then. It's by the word of power and by the word of covenant. So that word is not me. I didn't just stand up, I'll never lack money. And you can say that and God can help you. God can answer your prayer. But I never said it. God said it and he has done it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's another one I will not tell you now. I was mulling over the idea. There's a money I wanted to ask God to give me. You know, and I felt a little bit somehow, you know, that I cannot ask a big God for that kind of money, that the money was too small. Praise the Lord. That the money was too small. How can I ask God for that kind of money? That I should. I said, okay, I'm going to meet my wife and I'm going to tell her that this, in the next couple of days, this is going to believe God to give her this kind of amount. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me not disturb some of her. Let me not disturb our peace. See, this is how life is lived. This is how you live life. This is how you live the overcoming life. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up and pray. I will not talk more than this again. We'll take some time to pray. Can you begin to bless your Lord and appreciate him? I'm going to pray for three sets of people. Number one, I want to pray for people that want to give their life to Christ. You know in your heart that you are not born of God. I said that which is flesh, your parent gives birth to you physically. But you want to decide today that I want to be born by God. I want to pray for that set. Then pray for, you want to have a good relationship with the Holy Spirit. I want to call those people out again. I'm going to pray for them that your relationship life, your prayer, your communal life with the Holy Spirit, you need help in that area. I'm going to pray for that. Then I will now pray for us generally and pray for this group. Young shall grow. Can you begin to appreciate your Father in the light and in the context of what you have had? In the light and in the context of what you have had, can you bless him? Can you thank him? Father, we thank you, we bless you. Don't forget where we started from. The heart. We started with the heart. With the heart. The whole life is ahead of you. Some years ago, when I was about leaving the university, one day, I was having fellowship with the Holy Ghost and he told me something. He said, there is no end to what I will make you. He said, there is no end to what I will make you. After some days, he came and he continued. You know, sometimes God can begin speaking to you. He will come after 1 month and continue from where he stopped. You go, because there is no break, there is no time in eternity. Eternity is a continuous flow. God will be talking to you, come back and continue from where he stopped. So one day God told me that I was reading about some men that did so much impact and exploit for God. Hey! You know, I was looking at their life like that, almost to idolizing them as I was reading. Then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, there is no end to what I will make you. After some days he came back. He said, because there is no end to grace. He continued. He said, there is no end to what I will make you. After some days he gave me the concluding part of that word. He said, because there is no end to grace. And I want to put it to you, there is no end to what your God can make you. What your God can make you, there is no end to what he can make you. Because there is no end to grace. There is no end to grace. There are no limits to grace. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. All things are possible in your life. That vision, God can give you a good home. God can give you children that are for signs and wonders. God can make you an entrepreneur, an owner of companies that will do well and will rock and shake this nation. People, Nigeria, we know that there is an entrepreneur. You can be an administrator, a seasoned administrator. All things are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. Can you begin to appreciate your Father? Can you begin to love him? Can you begin to open up your heart to him? Lord, I open up my heart. Take my heart. Take my heart. Can you begin to lift up your heart for him to take? And I want you to come outside. I want to pray for you. Those of us that will not be ashamed of the gospel. You want to be born of God. I want you to come and meet me here. I'm going to pray for you. It's even good you come out here so that everybody will see it. Everybody can see that you have, everybody can witness it, that you have made a decision and a commitment to follow Christ. Can you come out? You want to be born of God. You want to give your life to Christ. If you are here, you want to take that decision. That's the starting place from. I'm waiting. You don't have to be shy. I was in the university when I was going out. I was in the university when they gave the call and I went out to pray. And I went out to surrender and submit. You want to surrender your life to Christ? Can you come out? I'm waiting. Don't be shy. Come out. Let me pray for you so that I can move on.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus,
so you are telling me that all of you have made that decision in your life, right? Okay, those of you that want a relationship with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come out. Let me pray with you. You want a stirring in your prayer life? You want a stirring in your relationship with the Holy Spirit? Can you come out? Can you come out? Can you just kneel down before your Father and talk to him? All our children here, you don't want to come out. Your life is okay. Congratulations.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Can you talk to the guy? Just open up your heart to him. Take my heart. Take my life. I want to be someone, an instrument in your hand. I want to be your daughter. I want you to be my father. And I want a living relationship with you. Help me to cultivate, to develop a relationship with you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Can you cry to the Holy Spirit that you need him? You want a strong relationship with the Holy Spirit. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to study your word. Put hunger in my heart. Can you talk to the Holy Spirit? A hunger and a thirst for God in my heart. A hunger to pray. Hunger for the word of God. Hunger for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. More of you in my life. I want you in my life.
Jesus Kabbalah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for impartation. Thank you for the release of your spirit. Thank you for the flow of your power. Thank you because your hand is stretched forth upon your people. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for angels that will strengthen him. Angels strengthen Jesus in the place of prayer, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And after the temptation, even so your angels will strengthen these ones. Will strengthen them in the place of prayer. Where they rest too for their destiny. Where they stretch forth to lay hold on their destiny. On the hope that is set before them. Angels of the Lord will strengthen you. Angels of the ministry of angels are activated in your life. Activate the ministry of angels in your life. They will give you strength. Strength to walk the path of life. To walk the path of faith. The path of righteousness. You need strength. The Bible says we'll be strengthened with his spirit, by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ will dwell in our hearts by faith. Strengthen to carry Christ in the heart by faith. By faith. Faith. Colossians 1 says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power. Strengthen with all might. I release that strength into you. I speak for strength. Strength into your life, into your heart. In Jesus' name, let me pray for you. Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. Righteous Father, I thank you. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your sons and for your daughters. Lord, you have called these ones forth. You have called them unto yourself. You have separated them unto yourself. And so forever they remain separated in Jesus' name.
Amen.
They have made an open confession, an open testimony that they want to follow you. You will strengthen and enable them to follow you all their days in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will go stronger.
Amen.
You will walk strong in spirit.
Amen.
You will go from strength to strength.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will go from faith to faith.
Amen.
The Lord God will help you.
Amen.
In the days of your weakness, He will show up.
Amen.
The angels of God will appear.
Amen.
Will appear in that circumstance, in that situation, in that environment to strengthen and to help you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
None of you here will die young.
Amen.
With long life, Jehovah will satisfy you.
Amen.
And will show you His salvation.
Amen.
I release upon you the covenant of life.
Amen.
Receive life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. You will prosper.
Amen.
You will prosper.
Amen.
You will prosper.
Amen.
Just like David said, goodness and mercy will follow you.
Amen.
There will be a twin baby that will follow you everywhere you go.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, you will have mercy.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, you will only see good.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord keep you.
Amen.
The Lord make His face to shine upon you.
Amen.
And be gracious unto you.
Amen.
The Lord lift up His countenance upon you.
Amen.
And give you peace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Rise up and go back to your place. As a victor, as one that is more than conqueror. I want to pray for the leaders of this unit. Let me pray for you briefly. Brother, bring you and yourself and your team together. Let me pray for you. After that, I'll pray for everybody. Then we can now. I'll be true. Yourself and your team. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I pray for you. I pray for strength.
Amen.
Strength.
Amen.
You see, one of the things you will confront is discouragement. It's not because of the thing that is happening, but it's a spirit that the Satan will unleash on this walk. But this day, this hour, that's the strength of that spirit is broken in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You'll not be discouraged.
Amen.
Rather, you'll be encouraged.
Amen.
You will do this work with a tenacity.
Amen.
That is from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With a strength that comes from Jehovah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
This work will prosper.
Amen.
This work will grow.
Amen.
It will grow fruit in people.
Amen.
The prosperity of this work is influence, divine influence that will touch the hearts of people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. You will do this meeting from place to place. It will
Amen.
Go beyond the borders and the shores of Akure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. The anointing of the Lord rest upon this work.
Amen.
And rest upon all your lives in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. The Lord takes your spiritual life from one level to another level.
Amen.
The Lord takes your hunger from one level to another level.
Amen.
The place of communion takes your communion life with the Holy Ghost from one level to another level.
Amen.
And level to level it keep going in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Because the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And so shall your path, your spiritual path be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you,
King of Righteousness. The God, the Lord will send people, men that will be laborers in this work.
Amen.
And people that will be a financial blessing to this work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. I call for resources from the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Both human, both spiritual and material.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. It is done in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Then can you lift up your hands? Let me, you can go back. Can you lift up your hands? Let me pray for you. Everybody, lift up your hands. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this time and this hour. Thank you for all that we have received from you, who have received life, who have received strength, who have received vision, who have received impartation. And so we receive in our hearts in Jesus' name. All that you have released in this, under this atmosphere, we will receive it in our spirit in Jesus' name. They will begin to work for us. We will run with them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We receive the strength to run with it.
Amen.
Thank you. The evil one will not steal this out of our life.
Amen.
Like the parable of the sower, when the word came, the evil one came to smite the word out of the hearts of people. It will not be smashed out of any heart in here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Again, he raised up persecution so that there will be dissolution and the discouragement in that which they have received. None of the things that the evil one will stir up will overcome this word that has entered into our heart in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This impartation we have received from your spirit. Thank you, Father. We will prevail and overcome by this word and by this truth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, I bless this work and I bless this meeting. I bless it with your spirit. I put your name upon this work afresh in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So that you can rise up and bless the work.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Righteousness. We give you praise and glory. We give you honor. Our Father, we love you. You are too much. You are too much. There is none that compares to you. When we looked into the heavens, there is none in heaven beside you. Who do we have in heaven but you? Earth has nothing that we desire beside you. You are the beauty in the earth and the beauty in our lives. Thank you, Father. We recognize that and we say we love you. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for your Father.
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Tonight, you put a nation on your heart.
Oh Lord.